This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today from Psalm 133, something that tastes great, and you can have as much as you want. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
Last fall in Midland, Texas, a little girl named Jessica McClure fell into an abandoned well. I'm sure you followed the story as it developed and were just as thrilled as I was when little Jessica was rescued. One of the amazing and heartwarming aspects of that event was how it united the people of Midland. On the day Jessica fell down that well, there were hundreds of people in Midland doing their own things, going their own ways, occupied with their own needs and problems. But in a matter of hours, men left their jobs to help, people brought food, businesses donated equipment, and many people gathered to pray. And a few weeks after the rescue, they had a parade to celebrate the whole thing. Ask people in Midland what Jessica McClure did for them, and a lot of them will say, "She brought us together." Psalm 133 contains only three verses, but all are focused on the subject of unity. The familiar first verse says, "How good and pleasant it is when brothers live together in unity." Let me ask you a question. What is one of your greatest experiences of being united with others? One of mine was as a Marine in the Pacific during World War II. We pulled together because we knew if we didn't, we wouldn't survive individually or as a company. The second experience came when my wife and I worked with a group of young people in a navigator ministry in the Midwest a number of years ago. Their lives were characterized by unity and sacrifice, and it all grew out of their commitment to Jesus Christ. We used to study biblical examples of unity, like the book of Acts, and pray about unity and work together in reaching out to people. And I can't tell you how many people have been touched down through the years by the people in that group. I just ran into a man who was a freshman in a Bible college back then. He got this vision of united effort in his heart and the power of this kind of sacrifice and love. And he had touched the lives of thousands of people for Christ in a very dangerous part of our world. It all began with a practical demonstration of the power of a small group of Christians who were together in heart and spirit. Is it like that in your family or your Bible study or your church? There are few things that would make as great an impact on this world for the gospel as a united witness that stems from unity of heart and unity of soul. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
7 Minutes with God is one of the most practical booklets ever written on how to begin a daily time of fellowship with God. We'd like to send you a free copy to help you begin a daily quiet time. Just write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934, and ask for 7 Minutes with God. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934. Tomorrow, what the stars and the sunset don't tell us about God. From Psalms 135 through 139, on Daily Discipleship.